This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So, six questions, six, weird number, right, that narcissists cannot answer with any specificity or in great detail. If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammock. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. Welcome back, folks. Seriously, six questions that a narcissist cannot answer in great detail. They give you vague answers or answers that really tell you how they feel. Where the egotistical nature of a lot of narcissistic people kicks into play. So, question number one is going to be, what would you do if your son or daughter or a family member was in this situation? Like, I tell this to people all the time right here. Like, narcissistic people struggle to put themselves in the shoes of other people. Like, and they can't imagine a scenario where their son or daughter will be in a situation that you are trying to put them in. Like, it just can't. They won't answer that question with any specificity. They'll tell you things like, well, what did my son or daughter do to get in this situation? What did they do wrong? Like, how did they get there? Or they'll say something like, well, my son or daughter wouldn't be stupid enough to get themselves in that situation because I'm their father and I would guide them along the right direction. Or they will come at you and ask you why you are speaking in hypotheticals, speaking in the moment right now. Very rarely will they give you an authentic answer and vulnerable answer to that question. They can't. It's damn near like they almost like they can't do it. Like, really, like, they truly cannot do it. Like, they don't know how to put themselves in the shoes of other people. So they cannot put their own children or their own family members in the shoes of other people either, if that makes any sense. That happens quite a bit in these toxic relationship dynamics. Like, that's one of the telltale signs. They won't be able to do it. Like, this is the question you can ask that you can, this is a question you can ask them. Or what would you do if your sister was, what would you do if your sister was in this situation? Or your brother, or your mom, or your dad? Boom. You'll get some type of vague answer of a lot of times the narcissistic person's superiority complex will kick in and they'll just put their family members or their people above you in this situation. Because a lot of times when you're asking that question, it's pertaining to something that they are doing to you, right? Or something that they're doing to a family member close to yours. So that happens quite a bit. So that's one question that they cannot answer with very much specificity at all or in great detail, or they'll refuse to answer it. Like I said, they're just like, why are you speaking in hypotheticals? They might refuse to answer that question because they know it's like you got them dead to rights, so they don't want to answer it because it'll take them to a different place. Let's just say it like that. Question number two, why can't you just tell the truth? That's a deep one right there, isn't it? That's a deep question right there. I know y'all just like, damn, but that's right there, Lee. Why can't they just tell the truth? Why can't they just be real? Because like, if you ask them that question, why can't you just tell the truth? They will give you some type of vague, weird answer. They'll gaslight you. They'll manipulate you. They'll say something outright. You don't deserve the truth. You know, you can't handle. They'll hit you with a Jack Nicholson. You can't handle the truth. Did you order the code red? Did you order the code red? You damn man, right, I did. that was a powerful scene, though, wasn't it? But that happens. They can't answer that question with very much specificity. They'll keep that vague. Why can't you just tell the truth? I know the truth. Or they're just out. Yeah, they'll just outright lie to you and just say, that is the truth. I'm telling you the truth. You can have, yeah, you can have proof. You can have a video recording. Yeah, you can have a signed affidavit by them admitting to being wrong, and they still will deny it. The truth doesn't serve them, y'all. If the truth doesn't serve me, I'm not going to tell the truth. So very rarely would they be able to answer that question right there with the truth. Why can't you just tell the truth? They won't be able to give it to you. They won't be able to ask that. They won't be able to give it to you with any type of fire or any type of specificity. So be prepared for that to happen all the time, y'all. That happens all the time in these relationship spaces. Question number three. What is your greatest weakness or vulnerability? Y'all see their face. Because they, when you ask a narcissistic person this question, which is like, it's kind of like at a job interview. You might remember the job interviews back in the day. I don't know if they still do that nowadays. But when they ask you, tell me one time where you failed. Tell me your greatest weakness. Typically, they'll try to make it seem like their strength is a weakness. Like their greatest weakness is somehow a strength. My greatest weakness is that I care too much. My greatest weakness? I don't have any weaknesses. My greatest weakness? I'm too empathetic. I'm too kind. It's something like, y'all, very rarely would they just say my greatest weakness is that I haven't dealt with my childhood trauma and I'm triggered very easily by criticism. Very rarely are you going to hear that. You might not ever hear that. Listen, you might not ever hear that. Very rarely will you hear that. Will you hear them be real with that right there? Because why would they? Why would they? They want to, narcissistic people care about their image so much that they're very rarely going to make their image look bad by telling you a weakness. Because you know another reason why they won't give you a direct answer? Because they know that they use their your weaknesses and other people's weaknesses against them. Like if somebody told me their weakness, that's cannon. That's a cannon fodder for me to fire at them later on. Man, you told me your weakness. I'm going to use it against you. Why? You told it to me. You offered it up. I'm going to use it against you. So if I know I use other people's weaknesses against them, of course, I'm going to use your weaknesses against you. Like I'm expecting you to use my weaknesses against me. So they're not going to tell you their greatest weakness, or they're going to make it seem like their greatest weakness is somehow a positive or a strength. You know, very rarely are they going to be able to answer that question right there. Question number four. 1, 2, 3, 4. How does that make you feel? I saw this on Quora. Somebody asked this question on Quora. How does that make you feel? Now, imagine, like, the reason I pause, I get it like dramatic acting pause after every question is because I want y'all to take the moment to think about asking the narcissistic person in your life, how does that make them feel? How does something make them feel? How does something make them feel? Because very rarely are you going to see a narcissist, maybe the vulnerable narcissist, but very rarely are you going to see a narcissist or a very toxic person be open to telling you how something made them feel. Feelings and giving you vulnerability don't work, don't serve a lot of narcissists. So they're not going to give that to you. They're not going to offer up their weaknesses to you, so to speak. You know, they don't want to seem weak in front of you. They don't want to seem vulnerable in front of you. How does it make you feel? Well, it makes me feel, I don't know how that makes me feel, really. I don't really feel anything right now. I don't know how to feel. Do you want to get answers like that? Can they give you an in-depth answer? Yeah, sometimes they will. Sometimes they'll give you an in-depth answer and come at you like that. But most times they're going to say something like they're not going to be able to describe their feelings. Narcissistic people will have a hard time describing in detail their true feelings. How does that make you feel? They're not going to be able to go into great detail about how something makes them feel because they don't tap into their feelings. Like it took me a long time as a diagnosed narcissist myself to be able to tap into my feelings. You know, I'm still working on that right now. So it took me a very long time to be able to tap into my own feelings, into my own mindset, into my own mindscape. So I'm still battling that right now, you know. So question number five, what did Dave Chappelle say? Fifth, what are your deepest pains? What are your deepest pains? Pretty much asking them what hurts you the most, you know. It's not your greatest weakness. What is your deepest pain? Greatest weakness and deepest pain, could they be the same thing? Yeah, absolutely. But your greatest pain is something that's hidden down deep. Some childhood trauma. Something bad that happened to them they're not willing to deal with. Something that they're repressing. They don't want to express their pain. That's why a lot of narcissists don't go to therapy right there, y'all. Because expressing their pain verbally hurts. Expressing pain out loud causes pain. I'll say it like that. Expressing pain verbally causes more pain. That's one of the things that happens all the time. Expressing my pain verbally has caused me more pain. I'll say it like that. In therapy, it hurts. That's why narcissistic people, you ask them what their greatest pain is, they might avoid the question. They might not be, I don't really have any. I can't think of a time where I've, greatest pain, I broke my leg. They'll give you a physical pain. You know, they'll give you some type of physical effect, some type of physical pain, not any type of emotional. You can ask them what their greatest emotional pain is. What's your deepest emotional pain? They're going to give you something physical. Oh, I mean, I broke my arm. I fell off the monkey bars when I was in fourth grade. I was trying to do a backflip, and I slipped and fell and broke my arm. And I remember that hurt like hell. I had a toothache very recently, and I've never experienced pain like that. It's like, you cannot get rid of tooth pain. Probably the greatest pain is that, you know, probably had to get a wisdom tooth out, you know, something like that. Very rarely are they going to be able to give you a deep emotional pain, because that takes tapping into a different space, right? Deep emotional pain. They don't want to share their trauma with you, because why? They think you will use it against them, because they will use your deepest emotional pain against you. That's why. And last but not least, y'all, I did a live on this very recently, but another question. This is a bonus question. Number 6. What do you love about me? Ask the narcissistic person in your life, what do they love about you? What do they love about you? Ask them, what do you love about you? And typically, when they were in the response to this question, they're going to give you things that serve them. They're going to give you things that they love about you that affect them. I love your smile. I just love your existence. Your existence is blessed. I just love you. You complete me. They're going to say something like, I love the way you're there for me. I love the way you cook for me. I love the way you pay the bills. I love the way you take care of me. I love the way you make me smile. I love the way you do this for me. I love the way you benefit me. I love the way you do. They're going to say something about how it benefits them. The love for you, what a narcissist loves about you, is typically going to be in some type of benefit to them. You know. Anyways, y'all, if y'all got some more questions that a narcissist can't answer, you want to see a part 2, drop some questions down below. I'll make a part 2. You know, if like I said, anything else? Like and subscribe if you haven't. Mental Illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental illness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kid's book, Remember It's Not Your Fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.